Hundreds of residents of a central Auckland apartment building will find out today whether they have to evacuate their homes. Auckland Council issued a dangerous building notice for the City Gardens apartments on Albert Street, saying its fire safety system is not up to scratch. The Body Corporate's lawyer, Tim Rainey, says he's confident residents will be able to stay. Joining us for more is Auckland Council General Manager Ian McCormick. Good morning, Ian.
Morning.
What assurances have you had that the work has been done? Do you think that they will be able to stay?
Look, we've been in contact with them throughout the week, so we know that they've made good progress. I've got a team on site this morning. They'll be meeting with body corporate reps and contractors. They'll be going through the outstanding items and identifying any outstanding items on that list and the implications for the safe occupancy of the building past midday on Monday.
How is it that they're sort of able to scramble this in a week to get back so they don't have to leave, yet they've taken what seems like years to get to not deal with things?
Motivation, I guess, is probably a big thing. From our perspective, the issue's heightened. Our response is heightened as a result of two incidents that occurred as an alarm activation where it was found that one of the door handles and one of the fire doors had fallen off. It was fixed within 24 hours, but it just shows, I guess, a maintenance issue. And second of all, a sprinkler activation where someone broke one of the sprinkler heads, flooded an apartment, but the automatic alarm to FANS headquarters didn't work because someone had managed to turn the system off in the locked call point. So, these are significant issues.
Sure, but it doesn't sound like this is new. This sounds like, haven't had a warrant of fitness since 2017, so presumably you've had negotiations or dealt with this building and its owners for quite some time. Why have they not had this warrant of fitness?
Ongoing system maintenance issues. They've got a number of systems in that building that are probably, end of life. I think some of their plumbing system, for example, they seem to have had ongoing issues where, lines would break. This isn't part of the fire safety system. This is, plumbing. And end up compromising again some of their pacifier systems, some of their the ceiling through some of their pipe work, etc. And there's a whole range of ongoing issues. It would be fair to say I'm not aware of another building like this, thankfully, in recent years.
The thing is, FANS's letter, is saying it's unclear whether the building's fire alarms could reliably alert occupants to a fire or that residents could reliably find the fire escape routes due to the condition of signage. These are really serious issues, and I'm just struggling to get my head around how it is that they haven't had a warrant of fitness building since 2017, that these issues were not being dealt with. Is it that the council wasn't tough enough on them, or that they simply weren't acting in good faith or something?
Good question. There's just been ongoing issues for a long period of time, and they're not necessarily the same issues. There's just been a range of different things that get addressed, and then the new ones crop up. So it just leads itself to, major issues in terms of the way that the building's been maintained, and, we've had enough of it.
All right. Are you getting similar problems with other buildings? Are there other buildings like this? Because it's a big building, this is why we're talking about it, a lot of people. Do you have other apartment buildings that don't have warrant of fitnesses and are not meeting their standards?
So the management of safety systems of buildings is a complex matter, but we don't have any other apartment buildings where we've had to issue dangerous building notices, and this is a...
Not the same thing necessarily, though, is it? You've got to the point after a very long time to issue this notice. Have you got other buildings that don't have the warrant of fitness they should and who have problems with their fire emergency procedures?
Not to the point, but we've got concerns for the safety of occupants. So there will be from time to time issues where buildings have safety systems like escalators or lifts that aren't working at a particular point in time that results in additional actions that need to be taken. So we don't have any other buildings like this in Auckland.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate that. That is Auckland Council General Manager Ian McCormick.